Otto? I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Hi, I'm Jackie Collins, and you are listening to Neil and Debbie. You lucky
pleasure awaits.
She's back. Mm. Thank you for whoever stole Jackie last week. Thank you for returning her. We missed her, didn't we, Neil?
We did miss her big loads, yes.
What?
I don't know.
She's a dead woman, Neil.
Harmony. It's called Work From Home. Neil and Debbie here.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh. Work From Home. Oh, what a joke! Are you working from home? Yes. What are you doing? By the way, Neil, have a look at that. Sorry, that's not rude. That's not. See, look at your camera right now. It's doing Debbie Gade. Yeah.
Oh, here comes your Darth Vader balloon.
Yeah, the Darth Vader balloon. If you were listening last week, we are likening it to. Yeah. What's that Prime Minister called? Liz Truss.
Yeah.
We sing with it can outlast the Liz Truss lettuce.
Mm, yes.
Because it's been up since the 1st of August and it's still going strong.
Well, I think it's definitely outlived her.
It's outlived. There we go. We can live happy people. It's a busy show today. Can I give out the bits to get in touch first before we do anything? It's at the Sendebs, at Gadio. And Neil is on Instagram, which is.
This is Endebs.
And the email address, please, Liz.
Endebs@gadio.co.uk. There we are.
All right, that's it, because we're always, you know how much we love you and love hearing from you. That's lots of tweets to get to this week, and it's been a very busy one. And lots more on the show, which we'll get to next, because we have blabbed on a bit, haven't we?
We have a bit, yes.
About nothing. About absolutely nothing.
Paul Scherzinger.
Has she got a bit of yoghurt on her nose, Neil? Bit of yoghurt on her nose?
Yeah, has she?
Well, that wonderful advert where she falls into a yoghurt in the back of a car.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's seminal. What do you mean you haven't seen it? The fruit corner, the Muller fruit corner.
I don't watch it. Don't watch that type of television.
Type of television, love. Do you mean an advert? This is endebs at gadio, email endebs@gadio.co.uk. Morning, Kessa. He says, good morning, this is Endebs. And he sent a picture of a sloth enjoying a cup of coffee. Not a real sloth, Neil, because sloths don't drink coffee because it's not in their natural habitat or instinct, is it? Where would I be without coffee in bed? Well, I don't know, Kessa. But if you are listening to us in bed, just remember there's a no nudity clause.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listening to this show, we don't want to see it again. Your hands above the duvet, please. Hands above the duvet.
The bird. That's lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Our weekly look at some of the good, bad and lovely things going on in the world. First of all, following the highly publicised homophobic attack of two men outside the Two Brewers nightclub in South London last month, police this week arrested a 19-year-old man in connection with the incident, describing the arrest as a significant development in their investigation. Hong Kong's High Court is urging the Chinese Territory's legislature to create an alternative legal framework that would recognise same-sex partnerships. The court order gives the government 2 years to legally recognise same-sex civil unions. The ruling's the first time the court has directly addressed the issue in Hong Kong. It's been revealed that the title of the first episode of season 3 of Heartstopper will be called Love. Writer Alice Oseman says that fans of the comics will know what happens next in the story, but those watching the Netflix show only will have to wait until next year to find out what occurs in the ongoing love story of Nick and Charlie. Paul O'Grady received a posthumous recognition at the National TV Awards this week for his beloved show For the Love of Dogs, about the famous rescue home in London's Battersea. The famous shelter gets up to 100 dogs and cats every week, and Paul, along with the show, regularly shines a light in helping to rehome many abandoned pets. Appearing on stage at the awards were members of the team from Battersea Dogs and Cats Home, along with veterinary director Sean Opperman, who, while giving tribute to Paul O'Grady, was slightly upstaged by one of the rescue dogs that they brought with them.
He often referred to Bassie as his second home, and for over 10 years he was just a tireless ambassador, not just for us but for rescue animals everywhere. For me though, he was just tremendous fun to work with. And in truth, just a lovely, lovely man, and we will really miss him. You had one job, Miley, one job. Thank you, Paul.
A National TV Award for Paul O'Grady. Finally, Gogglebox legend Stephen Webb, who's been a fixture of the show since the very first series 10 years ago, says he and his husband Daniel Lustig are stepping down and will not be returning for the new series. Speaking on social media this week, the couple say the time is right to move on and explore other opportunities.
Thank you for all your love and support over the years. It really has meant a lot, and we just wanted to do this video just to say thank you to you guys. And if you do get withdrawal symptoms, we are available on Netflix.
Or in salon.
Oh, well, yes, come to the salon. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Come and get your hair cut. It's been an absolute ride, an absolute pleasure. But don't forget, Channel 4, 9 o'clock on a Friday, Gogglebox!
And this week, that's the way it is.
Oh, my God, Neil, that was the best news you have ever done.
Galantis, David Guetta, and Heartbreak Anthem on KDO.
Oh, you know what else was a heartbreak, Neil?
Hi. Oh, no, that's Clifford.
You know what else was a heartbreak, don't you?
What?
A hotel.
Oh, right,
that's
yes.
That Elvis Presley sung about.
Oh, yes,
and
yeah.
Do you know what's coming up on today's show? It's so weird you played that song. Heartbreak Hotel, Neil. Have you heard about the first ever LGBTQ plus hotel that is opening up in Las Vegas? I mentioned it last week.
Oh, yes,
when I asked you to think of a themed room, if you could go to any gay themed room in a hotel, what would your ideal fantasy one be?
Right.
Because we will be talking about...
Welcome to the Hotel Queen.
We will be talking about that a bit later on because it's fabulous news for us gays.
Mm, that's right, yes.
And they...
Delicious.
And everyone in between. Very busy show today, Neil. May I just ask for a couple of teasers what you've got?
I have got some Madonna news regarding her tour. Her tour. And I might delve into the world of Do I Sound Gay?
Oh, you can answer that now, Neil. So yes from myself. Actually, no, you don't. What does sounding gay mean? Do you mean camp?
Well, very much interesting that you should mention that. No, it's a documentary that I caught up on.
Do I sound gay? Do I sound gay? Let's question that and ponder it. In the meantime, there's been a... quite the suspense in the village.
Oh, Lord.
There was a yearly Harvest Festival.
Oh, yes.
Where a massive bit of scandal happened that Karina and I were witness to.
Oh, really?
In the back garden of the pub. Everyone is talking about it. Everyone is talking about it. Plus, an inspired Judi Dench supernature.
Oh.
You're going to love it. A bit later on. Oh, moving on. That's wonderful, Neil. Do you know what it's called?
It's called Prada.
Prada. It's very strange that you mentioned Prada, Neil, because a bit later on, it has been a plethora of biopic news this week.
Oh, right.
So many have been released, and one is Prada-related.
Oh, excellent.
All right? It's a biopic about a huge, I don't know whether they're gay or not, but I think they are, fashion designer.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Shall I give you a little clue?
Go on.
Do you want a little clue?
Yeah, I'd love one.
Well, here it comes, Neil. Hang on, I've got to find the clip. In three... I found it.
So Dior, where's the party?
Christian Dior.
Christian Dior.
Wow.
It's Christian Dior.
I don't believe he's here anymore, that's right.
Okay, so we'll do some research and we'll come back with the facts a bit later on.
With a thing in
her
eye. Nicki Minaj, she was a freaky girl on KDO.
Yeah. Yes. Do you remember, can you name the film, the original from that, the music, the original was used in?
Oh,
very famous film, won loads of Oscars and everything.
Oh, you have to tell me.
And there was a really odd scene between a grandfather and his granddaughter where she was entering a beauty pageant and she had to dance and she did her dance routine to Super Freak. And she did an elbow clap dance. It's Little Miss Sunshine, Neil.
Oh,
you're off my pop quiz team. You're off it. This is Indibs at KDO. Email Indibs at KDO.co.uk. I've just been on Liverpool Museums or .co.uk, innit? And they have confirmed that Christian Dior was gay.
Oh, right, yes.
They had a display of 14 outfits. Oh, there's quite the display, isn't it? That's like one wardrobe. How can that be an exhibition?
It's not very many, is it?
I'm sorry, I've got more.
There's one
I've
rail.
I've got more outfits in one rail. It's the sail rail. A small display of 40. Small, you're not kidding. 14 outfits drawn from the National Museum Liverpool's costume collection. All from the best fashion designers, all of whom were gay or are gay, including Christian Dior, Yves Saint Laurent, Jean Galliano, Karl Lagerfeld, and D&G.
Oh, I see. So they that's why they've each got a sort of little boutique collection from each one. That makes
little
sense.
Little boutique, love. They got one hanger each.
Featuring the brilliant David Byrne of Talking Heads fame, that's Lazy.
Who doesn't love a song with a clap in it?
Yes.
Yeah. Name your favourite song with a clap in it, Neil, please.
Oh, my goodness.
Kylie's full of them.
Well, Sisters. A lot of songs have got them in.
There we go.
I've got them in, haven't they?
There we go. So we've learned a lot already and the show's barely started. At this is ndebs at gaydio. Please email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. UK, my dear. I'll tell you why I'm excited, Neil. Off to Twitter I trot. Thank you so much for posting this. This is Sarah Lancashire. The Sarah Lancashire spotlight. She's honestly, Neil, Sarah Lancashire is not on Twitter, but she has more fan clubs than any other person I know.
Well, that's understandable.
Sarah Lancashire, of course, the amazing Catherine in Happy Valley, which starts off like this. Like that. And this is a clip of her just being a fabulous self and quite dry.
I'm Catherine, by the way. I'm 47. I'm divorced. I live with my sister, who's a recovering heroin addict. Chappy. I have two grown-up children, one dead, one who don't speak to me, and a grandson, so...
Why? Why don't you speak to you?
It's complicated. Let's talk about you.
Oh, that's having a chat with Tommy, the evil Tommy, you swine! But congratulations, because... Well deserved as well. Finally, because I was fuming that it didn't win last year, it has won Best Returning Drama at the NTAs in the week. Mm. And it's just fantastic they won it because it's just my favourite show. Neil, I bite my nails when I watch that.
Yeah, it's gripping, isn't it? Because you just don't know which way it's going to turn next. It's brilliantly done.
Did you watch the last series?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
Right, don't ruin this for anyone, but when Tommy appeared in that last episode... Right?
Yeah.
In the window.
Yes.
Do you know the scene I mean, behind the chair?
Yeah, I know, yeah. And it makes you...
Neil, I screamed the house down. Sally Wainwright is a goddess.
Yeah.
Every single person in that cast act their bits off. It's my favourite show.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now congratulations to her. And also congratulations to Heather Peace, who looked fantastic at the NTAs.
Did she
as well.
Now? Yeah, she caught your attention, did she?
No, we always support our fabulous Heather Peace.
That's right, of course you did. Yeah, she actually said her name and got with her. You haven't gone all funny either. That's quite amazing.
No,
well done.
I'm still on Happy Valley, love.
I bet you are.
Concentrating.
With Heather Peace.
Might rave to this now, Neil. When you call my name.
It's nearly 11 here on Gaydio, and Neil and Debbie here. We've got an hour of Gaydio's anthems coming up after the news in a couple of seconds, including some Rasheen Murphy and some Nightcrawlers on the show today.
Oh, Nightcrawlers. You know all about Nightcrawlers, don't you, Neil? And also, a very special... What the hell was that? Did you hear that, Neil? Oh,
what is that?
It's a supernature. What animal do you think that was?
Go on,
it's a
play
Judi
it again.
Dench-inspired animal.
Is it a bird?
Is it a plane? You'll have to wait and find out.
Before that, you heard Mark Wilkinson. Be prepared. Be prepared.
Oh, good advice, Neil. Isn't that the Scouts motto?
I think so, yeah.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
This is ndebs at gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. Neil.
Yes.
It would have been Freddie Mercury's 77th birthday this week.
Oh, really?
So I think we need to raise your moustache to him and give him a little clap. And if you went to see that amazing Sotheby's exhibition of all his tat, you're quite lucky because it's over now.
You can't go anymore, can you? Loads of pictures on social media of all of that. The crown, I mean, and even his telephone's there that you can have.
His telephone, the art is incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we talked about that fashion designer earlier, the exhibition with Christian Dior with like 14 outfits. Freddie had that before breakfast. He had 14 outfits before breakfast. And apparently at the exhibition, Lisa, Australian Lisa, my beautiful girlfriend, who finished her dissertation this week.
Oh, well done, Lisa.
Yes, thank you. She's had loads of friends who've posted about it, and you walk through a Freddie Mercury moustache.
Right.
As you go into it. I mean, that is just inspired. Why they didn't do that for We Will Rock You is beyond me. So rather than have him on the top of the awning, why didn't you just, rather than cut the door, you have to walk through a giant moustache. Oh, yeah. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want that? Oh, before I forget, Neil, we must do this before it pops out of my mind. Join in. Join in, Neil.
Happy birthday to you.
It's Beyonce.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much. You are so amazing. This is the legendary Diana Ross.
If you say happy birthday to me, so I wanted to sing it to you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we get out for the Queen. Beyonce's very rarely lost for words, but she got really emotional as Diana Ross, the boss, walked onto stage and sung Happy Birthday during her Renaissance tour.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, and Diana Ross was the Beyonce of her time, wasn't she?
Oh, please, Neil, don't even compare them. I mean, don't even compare them. You cannot compare them.
No, that's true.
And it's not of her time because Diana Ross is still here, isn't she? But how, if you get the chance to, watch the video. Even Beyonce doesn't get to cuddle the Ross. She tries to,
and then
she realises she's gone too far, and she does this awkward sort of bow with her bum. It's just beautiful. But happy birthday to Freddie and to Beyonce.
Well done.
By the way, Neil, people are asking how you're doing since your operation a few weeks back.
Well, I seem to be doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Yes, I had a hernia operation about a month ago now, and all good so far. Seems to be healing well. I've still got a bit of a scar, obviously. I mean, a friend of mine gave me some oil. You're meant to dab on, and it's
what do you mean some oil?
It's a special oil,
like a car oil.
Well, no. It's a clear oil, and you put it on. It's meant to smooth the skin, so it's meant to reduce the scarring when it's finally, you know, healed.
Oh, throw that away, Neil, because I've got something better than that from my nana.
All right,
who gave the best advice ever?
What was that?
Lavender oil.
Lavender
oil heals all ills.
Oh, okay.
So if you've got, don't put it on an open cut.
No.
But if you put it on, one of my friends who I went to uni with, Kate, one night she got a bit tiddly and she fell over and put her cigarette out on my cheekbone.
Oh, no.
And I just ran around going, oh my God, I'm scarred on my cheekbone, not my face, not my face.
Yeah.
And I took Nana's advice, it was a massive, great big burn as well.
Right.
And I put lavender oil, it disappeared.
Wow.
Disappeared. So there you go. Actual medical advice from Dr. Hilary Debbie Ryan Jones here on Gaydio.
Night and keep me safe from harm.
Narcotic thrust. Safe from harm on Gaydio's anthems.
Really good today, aren't they? Actually, really good.
They are. Tasty. Yeah.
Tasty. This is NDebs at Gaydio. Email. ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. You've had a complaint, Neil.
Oh, right. What have you done?
Had a complaint on Twitter from Karina Ars. Has said, vis-a-vis sitches, Neil kept calling it stitches.
That was deliberate.
Which proves he's never been ... bad gay. In brackets. Lol. Yeah, you've never been. You've never been to that. There is time to go, Neil. And can I also tell you, Malta Pride is coming up, which I'd love to go.
You love Malta. You've been a few times, haven't you?
Excuse me. Do you know who's performing at Malta Pride?
Go on.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's worth going just for that, isn't it? I don't know whether the subject of today's Freedom of Choice have done any prides this year. The Freedom of Choice, of course, is our weekly deep dive into the archive. We delve in, find three classic tunes, and then play clips from them. And Debbie has half an hour to decide which one of the tracks, only one mind, we get to hear at the end of the Anthems Hour.
Well, last week was a real struggle because you actually picked three cracking tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see whether you've kept up that standard this week, Neil.
Well, I've gone for three tracks, same artist. Here comes your Sugar Babes choices. Are you ready?
Oh!
First up, let's get sexy. Sugar Babes, Get Sexy, your choice number one.
Yeah, featuring a little nod to I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt, which actually puts me off. What's number two, please, Neil?
Freak Like Me. Sample in that
no.
one.
No, too mainstream. Hear that all the time. What's number three, please, Neil?
Your last choice.
Please
is,
make it good.
Well, it's very straightforward because it's easy. Come on, baby. Easy, your third and final Sugar Babes choice this week. Which one of those will you have at the end of the Anthems Hour?
Okay. I'll have a think.
You're clearly thrilled.
No, Neil. No, I'm looking forward to picking one of those later.
Way through Gaydia's Anthems this Saturday morning. We've got some Dr. Kucho. Dr. Kucho will see us very soon, Debbie.
Oh, that's great, Neil, because he was actually doing checkups on you after your operation.
Oh, that's right.
He
yes.
bought that rubber ring round for you to sit on, didn't he? It's lovely, Dr. Kucho. Not as good as Dr. Fox. But he's certainly up there. This is ndebs at KDO email, ndebs at KDO.co.uk. Got a beautiful... Have I got time to read out a tweet? Or should I keep it short?
Keep it short, really. Is it a short one?
Okay, well, we'll come back to the tweet. And also, that's from you, Paul Rodriguez, sent us a lovely tweet from Sitges.
Oh,
in
some
Spain.
Sitges. Right, very
We're
good.
Featuring
yes,
some dogs. And also, it's the year of biopics. It's going to be whopping wobtastic.
Oh, wow, brilliant. Whatever
biopics
that
this year. Yeah. So many huge ones, including... a George Michael one that's been penciled in. I know, but we're going to talk about Dior, who we found out was a gay fashion designer, but he was in the closet until his death in the 40s because it was illegal to be gay.
That's right.
But I've talked too long, so we're going into this now.
As for Sheen Murphy on Gay His Anthem, so let me know.
Ooh, and you're lonely, baby. I saw her, Neil, at the Royal Albert Hall not so long ago.
Yes.
And you know, let's fast forward to a few months. Oh my God, it's not even a few months. It's September, October, November. It is a few months to December.
Right.
Guess who else is playing at the Royal Albert Hall?
Is it Kylie?
Kylie Minogue.
Padam. I hear it and I know.
Has sold out her gig at the Royal Albert Hall. Yeah. And you remember last time, Australian Lisa pestered me so much to get tickets that I went to a gin festival. Don't remember doing this. Went and bought a ticket on one of those resale sites and spent more money on a Kylie Minogue ticket in a royal box.
Could have gone to New York, couldn't you?
Could have gone to New York. But luckily, this time I wasn't so stupid, Neil. I signed up to be a member of the Royal Albert Hall.
Oh, well done.
And we got tickets ahead of time.
Oh, that's
so we got our tickets on Wednesday.
Mm.
And that means my bank account will stay in the black.
And are you in a Kylie box?
No. Cost of living, love.
Oh,
we're doing the cloakrooms.
Right.
And then, you know, half time we'll sneak out and see a bit of Kylie and then go back to the cloakrooms. It's all I can afford.
I'm What?
Moon. What is it? What are they singing to that? Dancing. I went to uni with a guy who was in that video.
Right.
Yeah. And he, God, he loved himself.
Oh, did he? One of those.
He wears a cowboy hat. Mm. And it's, you know, it's filmed in like a photo booth.
Mm.
And he's got these incredible lips, natural lips. And he does look great, but flipping it, he really knew it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shut up. It was a really good song, though, wasn't it? Even though we don't know what the hell it's about. Danny. I'm at Stritten Hill, Paula Rodrigo, Funky London P. Hello, darlings. He tweets from an overcast Barcelona. Whilst dog walking, my friend's doggies, and they are called Milo. And the small one is called Coco.
Oh, I love
Milo
love the
name. And Coco.
Yeah.
Milo and Coco, you filthy thing! Stop sniffing there.
Our weekly deep dive into the archive. Earlier on, I gave Debbie three clips from three Sugar Babes tracks: "Get Sexy," "A Freak Like Me," and "Easy." And you've had half an hour.
I had actually finished reading Paul Rodrigo's tweet.
Oh, sorry. What was to come?
Well, no, I'm not going to go into it now because you've put a full stop on that. So we'll come back to that later. Please, can I have one from the top, please, Carol?
Right.
Out of those three, that's the best of the three choices. So I'll have that.
Oh, right. "Get Sexy."
Well, I'll try to. Party, party, where's the party? Do you know why we're playing that on Gay Dears? Neil and Debbie, fashionistas. Oh, yeah, we are. Neil, some breaking news for you.
Right.
Don't worry, I haven't got time for the jingle. There has been confirmed a whole load of biopics for next year, including George Michael, including Amy Winehouse, which has been put off. But the one that's definitely going to happen first is Christian Dior.
Oh.
And it's called, you'll never guess what it's called.
Is it called Dior?
It's called Dior, Neil. Yeah. It's called Dior. And it's about the ferociously private life that he led as a clustered gay man. So
right.
I'm in. I mean, I haven't heard of the person who's playing him.
Oh, right.
But I do know that Billy Porter is going to star in the biopic all about Amy Winehouse.
Oh, really?
So that's good. Oh, no, I've read that wrong. I actually read that wrong. He's in a different different film. All your film news here on Gaydio.
Always professional. Oh, we've got 10 seconds to fill. Yeah, you can't.
Oh, have
I? Leave it there.
I could tell you the name of the biopic then, couldn't I?
Yeah, go on. You just told us it was called Dior, wasn't it?
No. The one of the other one. The other one.
Oh, this is thrilling. And we run out of time now. News is next.
Thank God.
Midday clips.
Daddy. I love my daddy.
Daddy's very proud.
Uh-huh. Do we have any daddy sauce?
At Gaydio, email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk.
I knew you were leading into that, Neil. What are you talking about? Do I sound gay?
Well, it's a documentary that I watched on Amazon Prime, and it's a journalist called David Thorpe. He broke up with his boyfriend and started questioning his identity and also questioning his voice, and went on this sort of voyage of discovery about how your voice evolves and how some people do end up sounding quite camp or quite clipped in the way they speak and what causes that and what things maybe sometimes happen in their life that happen to them. It's a really fascinating documentary. He talks to coaches, linguists, friends, family, complete strangers, both gay and straight. He talks to people who are quite camp sounding but turn out to be straight and not what you'd assume.
Yeah, that always surprises me. You go, definitely. You know, you do through the elbow and you go, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
And they go, so I'd like you to meet my wife. My wife's. And you think, it does. It throws a curveball, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally.
So what's his conclusion then?
Well, various different things. I mean, he speaks to David Sedaris, Dan Savage is in this as well, Margaret Cho, and Star Trek's George Takei. I've got the trailer for you to listen to. I mean, he really does, it starts out of one thing, and then he kind of goes on this journey. He's with a voice therapist at one point, sort of trying to speak more, you know, butch.
Like you, Neil.
But I thought you might like to hear the trailer. So here's a little clip from that. This is called "Do I Sound Gay?" And as I say, it's on Amazon.
This is me, David. I'm a little mystified as to why I talk the way I talk.
country.
Do you guys think I sound good?
When you say it like that, you do.
How and when did I learn to sound gay?
Did you ever listen to yourself and think, oh, I sound gay?
I'd have to say, if I told you no, I'd be lying.
A lot of gay men are self-conscious about sounding gay because we were persecuted for that when we were young.
When I was in third grade, people started making fun of the way I talked, and that's when the bullying started.
What's wrong with sounding like you are who you are?
I love my gay voice. I don't have to come out to anyone. I say hello, and it's a done deal.
There's nothing wrong with you.
We enunciate.
I say, honestly, it's a fascinating little journey he goes on. He makes all sorts of people.
Why don't we set Gay Ho Work to watch it this week, coming week, and then we can discuss next week, because that sounds fascinating. Yeah. It's something I would do a dissertation on, actually.
Was it? So yes, how many S's in dissertation?
It's quite a few.
That's the familiar Florence, of course, with Calvin Harris. Sweet Nothing on radio.
We haven't got time for that, Neil, because we need to pack our bags, because we're off to... Welcome to the
Hotel Queen.
The first ever LGBTQ plus hotel that has been announced in LA. It's called Queen. And a certain Mr. RuPaul has had a hand in it.
Oh.
It's a nightclub, it's a brunch restaurant, and basically all the contestants that have ever been on RuPaul's Drag Race are going to be hosting the drag brunch.
Oh.
So you'll probably get your food flung at you and not served. Order a salad! You'll get that sort of thing, you'll get that, won't you?
Yeah.
But the greatest thing about this whole hotel, hotel is that the restaurant is connected to a nightclub at the back through a tunnel of LEDs.
Oh.
Sound familiar?
It does, yes.
It sounds like low profile, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Yes.
So I think they've been there, which was a brilliant club that we were involved in, actually, weren't we?
Yeah.
With Gaydar Radio. Great club in, which street was it? Dean.
Somewhere in Dean Street. It was in Soho,
Dean
wasn't
Street.
It? Definitely
somewhere in Soho.
London's London, yeah.
Anyway, they have, in the hotel portion of Queen, 28 themed rooms.
Oh.
All right, so my question to you, and I asked you last week, if you could have any gay theme and let your imagination go absolutely banana rama about this, what would your theme be? What would you? And I asked Anthony Murphy at the end of last week's show, and he just said my theme would be desperation. And I said, no, surely his has to be Jane McDonald's cruising. So
yes.
You go, walk into a cruise ship.
Yes, yeah.
And there's a cutout of Jane McDonald there.
Yeah.
Holding a little drink or two. And just a microphone so you can sing to yourself.
Yeah. I would go for the club that I used to love going to on a Friday night, Fiction. Which
Fiction.
Was themed with different rooms.
Go on, what was the room? Because was
well,
it a man
was,
only?
Was, you could go, no, it was very, what they called polysexual back in the day.
Ooh, polysexual.
It was really good. And lots of beautiful people there with different bars and different areas you could go into. One was like a sort of a disco room. Then there was like a happy house room. And then another part you go into the bathroom and it could be like more serious, like heavy duty dance.
Hang on. Whoa. The room was called the bathroom.
What?
You could go into the bathroom, you just said.
I'm just thinking ahead there. The bathroom, you could theme to the sort of a heavy-duty dance room. And then the other parts of what?
Oh, Neil, I'm afraid you're off the management team. I just wanted a theme for a room, not for each individual one. I would like to... Can I make my suggestion,
You're going for George Michael, aren't you?
No. I'm not going for George Michael because I instantly thought I'd love a Priscilla Queen of the Desert room.
Oh, yes.
Where you walk in and the shower curtain is Guy Pearce's silver dress that he's on top of that. And it just, it's so long, it goes through the whole of the room.
Right.
And inside there, Neil.
Well, we know what's in the toilet, don't we?
We do. There's an habitat floating, which never gets flushed. That's the joy of that room. And I want to book a stay in there immediately.
Armin van Helden on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here.
Continue excitement. We're about to play Tut Tut, the Tut Tut Song by Kylie. Oh my God. Anthony Murphy played it last week and it sounded superb. Brilliant show last week, Anthony Murphy. And he particularly liked the fact that you, Neil, said that his catchphrase was, if he can't play the song you chose first time, you can
sup up and sod off.
So he's going to use that from now on. Yeah. You know, I talked about the first ever LGBTQ plus hotel that is opening up in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And RuPaul is getting involved and all his like drag show contestants, is that the right word? Are going to be involved. Well, I've thought, you know, they're doing the theme rooms, which I've already put my name down for the Priscilla one. You want, right. I don't know what you want, yeah? I still can't figure out
well,
which one.
Well, it's a fiction room, basically.
A fiction room. That's quite niche, isn't it? Quite niche. but I thought, well, we obviously need a concierge and someone on reception.
Right.
That is suitably quippy to work in that hotel. And immediately, one person sprung to mind. You know how I'm doing.
Go on.
This person here.
I cannot work in the service industry. I do not have the same skills a common person has. Do you expect me to wash dishes with these hands?
Mother Electra Abundance. imagine her just walking up to reception.
Brilliant.
And you sort of press the ding dong and she goes,
shush, children, and let your mother speak.
Oh, you get your bags thrown at you. But she has got some rules, Neil. She has got some rules.
Right. Rule number one, no sucking your teeth. Rule number two, only mother smokes in the house. No gum chewing, no late night music, no sleeping in after 1 p.m. Well, make mother another drink.
It's like that restaurant, isn't it, that you love in Chinatown in London where they're rude to you.
Yeah, Mr. Rude. Yeah, they're Mr. whatever it's called.
Mr. Whatever it's called. So we've got reception. And now what about a concierge?
Yeah.
What about a concierge?
Yeah, yeah.
One person did spring to mind. Who?
Jonah Lumley
would be too good for that. We want someone that's going to be, you go back up to you and go, oh my God, I can't believe they said that. This is the person I'd love to be concierge in the gay hotel.
You've got thighs like an elephant and you've got a face like a bloody horse. Who's going to want to pay to see you on stage? Who?
I mean, seriously,
Mr.
Neil,
G,
I would love to stay in a hotel like that.
I know, yeah, me too. That's a great idea.
Oh, well done, Debbie.
It's new from Kylie. It's Tension on Gaydio.
That's good. Very good follow-up to Padam. Tet-tet. This should have been called Tet-tet, not Tension. Touch me right there, Tet-tet. And congratulations, if you've got tickets to go and see her Christmas gig at the Royal Bertie Hall, one of the best venues in the world.
Talking of huge Kylie fans. Your girlfriend, Australian Lisa, has filed a report.
Much better than last week's introduction, Neil. Remember what you said last week?
What did I say?
It. You called her an it.
Oh, it's just the way it came out. Oh. Anyway, Lisa's here. Hello, Lisa. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Neil. Oh, hello, cool. Debbie. Hey, hello, darling. Alex.
Oh.
It's been quite an amazing week.
Right.
I've finally finished my master's handed in my final piece of work.
Oh, brilliant.
Kylie tickets went on sale for the 1st of December. Obviously, we're going. Mm-hmm. And you can ask Debbie about the last time she got tickets and how much gin she drank before she got them.
Yes.
This time, there was a lot less gin in order to get the tickets.
Well done.
And we're going to have a fabulous weekend because I never saw Debbie last week. So we're going to do fun stuff including swimming outside because how amazing is this weather?
I know.
Loving it.
Yes.
Have a sensational show. Play the Kylie song, the new Tension one.
I just love it.
And love you, miss you, mean it. Bye.
So a couple of things. I've got an issue with that.
Yeah.
We're going swimming outdoors.
I never agreed to that.
I'm not going wild swimming. Things can swim at your hoo-ha. I'm not doing that. Neil, we've got to thank our beautiful producer, Alex, for this week's Supernature. And how did you feel about that?
We got intensely excited.
Yeah.
I said, oh, my God, I said, I love it so much.
And we did too, Dame Judy. He was watching Country File.
Oh, right.
And spied the incredible Dame Judy Dench sent us a message.
Well done. Keep
and
going.
Said, one for this week's Supernature. Supernature. Sneezing Panda, our occasional table feature where we delve into the incredible world of nature. Dame Judy was talking all about that on this week's Country File. Would you like to hear what she got up to? And it features this. Oh my God, Judy, what is that? She talked about growing up and loving nature, and she talks to animals all the time. But one in particular used to stare at her through the toilet door.
What sort of wildlife were you aware of at that young age?
We were in a part of York outside the walls, which was known as the Forest of Galtus, and it was famous for owls. And, I mean, I think of it as every night. We used to look out of the loo window and see an owl sitting there. And there were many, many owls. We had a barn at the end of the garden where they certainly lived, because my brother, Jeff, used to collect the pellets, take them all apart, and then stick every single piece onto a piece of card saying what it was, you know. So we had those all over the house.
That sounds disgusting, in my opinion. Yeah. So she had a divorce from him.
Her brother.
And Neil, I had some delicious owl songs to play you.
Right.
My computer has absolutely given up the ghost.
Oh.
So can I come back to you? Well, here's one that sounds like they're singing Happy Birthday. Oh, I can't play that. Oh, Dame Judy has broken my computer. Who do I sue?
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio, you were about to treat us to some owl song. Have you managed to find your owls?
Yes, I found them, Neil. This is Neil and Debbie. Hello. This is Ndebs at Gaydio. Neil and Debs at gaydio.co.uk. It was our occasional table feature, Supernature, featuring Dame Judy Dench, who producer Alex told us about at the weekend, who admitted this.
Every night, we used to look out of the loo window and see an owl sitting there.
Well, that's nice, isn't it? It's not creepy at all. Now staring at you on the bog. But I thought, let's have some beautiful owl sounds and the incredible noises that come out of their beaks. This is just incredible. Are you ready? Day to you. Next one, please. It's like a cockerel.
It's weird, isn't it?
Oh!
Wow. It's like a haunted house.
A nice, gentle one to relax you into Anthony Murphy's show, which is on the way next, which will make you go...
Anthony Murphy is waiting in the wings as we speak. This is Neil and Debbie here. And
we're on a plane then, are we?
I suppose we could be.
Neil, I've got an oral correction for earlier. You know, we talked about biopics because they're going to make a brand new one about the fashion closeted designer Dior.
Christian Dior.
Billy Porter is going to play the activist and writer.
Yes. You got it yet?
James Baldwin.
Baldwin. Yeah, very famous.
That's what he's going to say. That's going to be amazing.
Not playing Christian Dior then.
No. I might have got that terribly wrong.
I know. Well done.
And then we've run out of time. I haven't got to. I don't have time to do any tweets. This is going on.
I'll see you next week.
Well, we'll come again next week, shall we?
Extra, extra, tweet all about it.
Oh, have we started?
Oh, I believe we have, yes.
Ooh.
How is it for
we'll
you?
Come again next week, shall we?
Did you like that?
I just love her voice. She's got a great voice.
Thank you so much, Producer Alex, for finding that, because I don't watch Country File, even though I love the country.
Right.
I've been outside in it, enjoying it.
In the country.
And just soaking up the stunning sunsets this week. It's been beautiful.
You didn't tell me about any more about what happened in the pub garden.
Oh, my God, love. Oh, excuse me. kicked off, didn't it? Kicked right off. So last weekend, Neil, I was in Oxford because Lisa's doing her dissertation.
Yes.
Should I tell you the name of her dissertation? Because it's quite something.
Go on.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Her dissertation title is this. Just opening it. Hang on a second, love. How do LGBTQ plus women in leadership address intersectional injustices in the workplace?
Wow.
I know. It's got a lot of big words, love, that I had to Google because I didn't understand them. Like porn city, the paucity or porn city.
Right.
Porn city. Taxi to porn city, please. So I was up in Oxford, which meant I watched the entire Star Wars box set. Is that a fly, love? You all right?
No, I think it's a moth.
Moth go. Mm. And Karina said, oh, why don't we come over for the Harvest Festival, which is a gathering, a huge event.
Lovely.
In the Great Milton Diary.
Mm.
All the villagers turn up and there's quite a scramble when it comes to the, you know, the
biggest marrow.
Marking. Yeah, right. Biggest marrow, biggest... Yeah.
Turnip, biggest
pumpkin. That was a really hotly contested one. Yeah. And best pickled eggs, which there was quite the run on. And then after it's been judged, there's a gab. What's it called? A gabble. One of the guys does the gabble, like in court.
Oh,
like
right.
Judge Rinder.
The gavel.
So, 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 feet, 50 feet. So it's like that. There's quite a rush on pickled eggs, apparently.
Right.
And Karina left with a bunch of dead flowers, which she outbidded everyone else for. So that's the sort of level we're going for. But there was quite a bit of scandal. And Karina sent me this text to say, I wrote it down somewhere because I liked what she said. Hang on a second. So she texted me.
So much show prep.
Here we go. And actually, I would like to do, if anyone else lives in a village, because you live in a village in St Albans, so you own the village, don't you?
I don't, no.
Own
no,
the village.
No.
If you are in St Albans, yeah, there's a mansion at the top of the hill.
It's not us. No.
That's Neil's house.
No.
All right. But if there is hashtag village gossip from your area, please send it in because I just love it. So this came in from Karina. Dictania was found in...
What?
This was on the local village WhatsApp group. Dictania was found in her parsley patch. In her parsley patch with a broken ankle! Exclamation mark.
What kind of name is Dictania?
The sort of person that lives in Great Milton, love.
I've never heard of that name before.
Oh my God, love. They've got every name in that village. Chlamydia... a lot of men in orange trousers. It's that sort of place. It's that sort of, and apparently someone who writes for the Archers lives there.
Oh, right.
And of course, that's, you know, we had Ellie Goulding in the next village as well.
Yes, yeah.
So it's all kicking off. So that's the, seriously, Neil, that was the cliffhanger that we ended this week's Harvest Festival on, you know. And I had to sit there. We were sat there on a pub bench, pub table. Karina and I were having supper.
Right.
And beautiful little Pixie, failed guide dog, was just giving me the eyes, you know, sad dog eyes.
Oh, yes.
In particular, Labradors just do this thing where they just stare at you.
Mm.
And you can see the white of their eyes while you're putting like a forkful of pie in your mouth.
Yes, yes.
So clearly the healthy eating is going well. And she sort of looks at you and just stares into your soul.
Mm.
And she's trying to tell me, just a little bite of that. Please, sir. Please, sir. Can I have a tiny, just a bit of the crust, anything.
Yeah. Did you give her one?
No, Neil, I didn't. Karina said, can you give her a chip? And there's something awful in me. And I said, do you think that's exactly what should be in a dog's diet? And she said, no, you're quite right. I said, I know. And the reason why I didn't want to, Neil, is because I wanted those chips for myself. And I had them. And I had them all. And they were fabulous.
Neil and Debbie.